AC, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Sadhudaya Shivani Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Guru Vani Vishalane Nirvashesha Shindavani Parashatareshya Talane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Sridhar Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Srimad Bhagavatam 6 chapter 1 verse 22 Vandya Akshay Kaita Vaishchauryaye
Vandya Akshay Kaita Vaishchauryaye
Yadhitam Pradetam Asataha
Vandhitam Dhinamasataha
Vibrat Kutumbam Asuchiya
Vibrat Kutumbam Asuchi
Yatayam Asa Devyana
Yatayam Asa Devyana
Vandyakshay
since all these abominable habits gradually become distasteful for a Krishna conscious person. If illicit sex is allowed to increase in the society, however, the entire society will be condemned, or it will be full of rogues, thieves, cheaters, and so forth. Text 23, my dear King, while he thus spent his time in abominable sinful activities to maintain his family of many sons, 88 years of his life passed by. That old man, Ajamil, had 10 sons, of whom the youngest was a baby named Narayana. Since Narayana was the youngest of all his sons, he was naturally very dear to both his father and his mother. Therefore, the word Prabhayasa indicates Ajamil's sinfulness, because although he was 88 years old, he had a very young child. According to Vedic culture, one should leave home as soon as he has reached 50 years of age. One should not live at home and go on producing children. Sex life is allowed for 25 years between the age of 25 and 45, at least, at most 50. After that, one should give up the habit of sex life and leave home as a vanaprastha and then properly take sannyas. Ajamil, however, because of association with the prostitute, lost all rabbinical culture and most sinful even his so-called household life. Because of the child's broken language and awkward movements, old Ajamil was very much attached to him. He always took care of the child and enjoyed the child's activities. Therefore, here is clearly mentioned that the child, Narayan, was so young that he could not even speak or walk properly. Since the old man was very attached to the child, he enjoyed the child's activities. And because the child's name was Narayan, the old man always chanted the holy name of Narayana. Although he was referring to a small child and not the original Narayan, the name of Narayan is so powerful that even by chanting his son's name, he was becoming purified. The Rupa Goswami has therefore declared that if one's mind is somehow or other attracted by the holy name of Krishna, one is on the path of liberation. It is customary in Hindu society for parents to give their children names like Krishna Das, Govinda Das, Narayan Das, and Vrindavan Das. Thus they chant the names of Krishna, Govinda, Narayan, and Vrindavan to get the chance to be purified. When Ajamil chewed food and ate it, he called the child to chew and eat. And when he drank, he called the child to drink also. Always engaged in taking care of the child and calling his name, Narayana, Ajamil could understand that his own time was now exhausted, and could not understand that his own time was now exhausted and that death was upon him. Report, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is kind to the conditioned soul. Although this man completely forgot Narayan, he was calling his child, saying, Narayan, please come eat this food. Narayan, please drink this milk. Somehow or other, therefore, he was attached to the name Narayan. This is called Agyata Sukriti. Although calling for his son, he was unknowingly chanting the name of Narayana, and the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so transcendently powerful that his chanting was being counted and recorded. So, previously it was said that Ajamil fell from his position due to association, and here we see the result. He began to do all sorts of criminal activities to support his family through this illicit connection, which shows the great attachment that he had for this woman, and also his complete bewilderment because of his abandonment of his first wife and their family, etc., and his complete absorption in this activity with criminal behavior. Though he was a Brahmin by birth, and he was trained according to all the different rules, and it was not to be expected of him to do this. But, as I mentioned, though one may take safeguards, etc., there are problems in this material world all the time, association, etc., and the change of munas. So there is this possibility of falling from a position. So here we see this happen to Ajamil. It wasn't expected he would do this because he came from a nice family, he was a Brahminical, etc. And he didn't show degraded qualities when he was growing up. But due to that contact with this woman, then he became completely degraded. And all of his conduct completely changed. So it's described here that he was stealing and binding, tying people up and cheating them, etc. in order to maintain this family he had. So he lost all good qualities. This, of course, is not surprising when you see the analysis in the Bhagavad Gita, where it says that one meditates on sense objects and then becomes attached to those things. And one tries to get those things. And if he doesn't get them, then he develops anger. And then he loses his intelligence and becomes completely bewildered, etc. Those verses trace the evolution of material attraction and where it leads. So we have rules to restrict this. And therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, we see that Krishna is constantly saying, you must control the senses and the mind, etc. And if you don't do this, then you degrade yourself rather than elevate yourself. So there are rules in the scriptures for maintaining some sort of control. It is not possible to completely control the senses and stop the senses. It is very difficult to do that. Of course, this is what the Gyanis and the Yogis try to do ultimately, and it's a difficult process. One has to be highly qualified to do it. But most people cannot do that. So they're given sets of rules to follow according to their qualification. So sutras are given one set of rules, which are very liberal, so they don't have to follow so many rules. The Vaishyas are given more rules, Kshatriyas are given more rules, and the Brahmins are given the most rules because they're the most qualified. So they're expected to have a very high standard compared to the others. So here's talking about the Sudrani, etc., and the Sudra conduct. So what is allowable for Sudras is not allowed for the Brahmanas. The Sudra nature is less, it's a more tamo one. And the Brahminical nature is sattva, predominantly. So therefore, different rules are there. So for the Brahmana to fall from his rules, then he's considered to be completely degraded. He loses his sense control, etc., and indulges in these activities. However, in this case, not only did he fall, but he fell lower than a Sudra. He was completely uncontrolled by doing all these types of criminal activities. So even in a society, the Sudra is prevented from doing crimes. He doesn't do them. He has certain basic qualities as well. But here we see that this fallen Brahmana was doing criminal activities. So he was in a very fallen state. So he fell from the highest position in society to the lowest position. Condemned criminal. And how was it possible? Because he could not control his senses. So do we blame Ajamila in a sense? Yes, we can say yes, he should have taken precautions or whatever like that. But one of the lessons we learned from this is it's the material world. And by chance he happened to see the woman embracing a man, and then he became attracted to her, etc. So somehow that contact came and it excited his lower gunas to manifest. And he became attached to the woman, and then he lost all of his discretion. Totally bewildered, did not know what to do and what not to do, couldn't follow. He had lost his knowledge of scriptures, etc., proper conduct, and ended up in this position here. So, that illustrates the great power of the material world and the great power of association. Even against the laws of Dharma and the whole society of Dharma and the morality of society, etc. Though society teaches good conduct, etc., and he was taught all Brahminical rules, etc., still, he forgot everything due to this attachment, which bewildered him completely. So this is a possibility in the material world that things like this happen. Very difficult to prevent 100% purity. protect purity. So this situation is described here, but the one fortunate thing was that he had one son who he named Narayana. And he was very old, he was 88 years old, and the child was very small. So up until his old age, he was still very attached to all his family members and having children, etc., even in his 80s. And he was 88 years old, and he was very attached to this last child, Narayan. So Prabhupada mentions that technically you should retire at 50, after your children are grown up. And you go to the forest and take vanaprastha, and then if you're a Brahmin, you can take sannyasa. In this case, the Brahmana was no longer a Brahmana, and he didn't, he was still producing children when he's over 80 years old. So what does he give him growing up and becoming detached? He had many children after he was 50 years old. So when he's 50 years old, he's supposed to retire, but instead of doing that, he was having children. So this was, of course, Ajamil understood previously the rules of society and the proper conduct, etc., but he forgot it all due to this attachment. So a very, very difficult situation. So then the only blessing or the only hope was the accidental event in which he named his son Narayana, and then he was very attached to that son. So here is described how, because of the attachment to that youngest child, that he was always calling him and serving him, thinking of him at all times. So this was his unknown blessing, Agyata Sukriti. Agyata means unknown. We don't do it on purpose. Somehow this happens without our knowing about it. And Sukriti, of course, means your good luck or your good fortune. So that was his good fortune that he named his son Narayana. And therefore, because he was attached to that son, then he always chanted that name. So he did not have faith in the Supreme Lord to chant. That was not his motivation. He chanted out of attachment to his son. That's all. So it was a material attachment, the way to chant the name. But nevertheless, he got effect from that. So this is the great power of the name of the Lord. The name is non-different from the Lord. So the Supreme Lord, we know, is all-powerful, full of knowledge, of all wonderful qualities, can do anything. He's full of all shaktis. He can do the impossible. So when we say that the name is non-different from him, then the name has the same powers to do the impossible, what is normally impossible. He's as powerful as the Supreme Lord. Therefore, it's not surprising that even accidentally chanting the name purified this person. Of course, we also say that even if you bathe in the Ganges, even if you don't know it's the Ganges water, you become purifying. But it's also said in the first canto of the Bible, and that's a slow process. You have to keep bathing and bathing and bathing and bathing to purify yourself. But chanting the name of the Lord is much quicker. So, and of course, as I mentioned the other day, simply chanting once accidentally can destroy all your karmas. It is that powerful. That is the purification. So, a very, very powerful process, because it is all the potency of the Supreme Lord. So that is the special nature of the name. The power is manifest very wonderfully in the name. Of course, we cannot say that the deity is also the Lord. The deity form is not different from the Lord. Bhakti is also not different from the Lord. So any form of bhakti is also not different from the Lord. However, there's a special power in the holy name, and that is illustrated here more than any other process. The name, he chanted this name accidentally or unintentionally, and he got very great effect from that. Now, it is also said that generally you should not have offenses at the same time. Then there's offenses and then you don't get the same effect. However, with the name of Krishna, even if one chants with offense, one gets a very great effect. Yeah? And that is illustrated, of course, with Sivs all on others. Because they chanted the name of the Lord, they went to Vaikuntha, eventually when they were killed by the Lord. So chanting the name repeatedly and thinking of the Lord repeatedly in offense, it is Krishna, then it has very great effect also. Still, it takes time for purification. It's not instantaneous. In this case, it's instantaneous. In that case of Aparan, it takes some time. But in the case of Krishna, because of the attractive nature of Krishna, Shishupala became absorbed in chanting the name and remembering. Therefore, repeatedly he did this. And therefore, even the Aparads eventually got cancelled out. So that is the attractive nature of Krishna, that even one chants in Aparad, by repeatedly chanting, and even the Aparads themselves disappear. So that is particularly with Krishna's name. So we hear that Krishna's name is worth 3,000 Narayan's names. So that is one of the differences. That even Aparadi gets good effect from the name of Krishna. In the case of Pranikasipu, who was previously Shishupala, he saw Krimadev, but he did not get purified. He certainly got killed by him and got another birth as another big demon. But he did not go to Vaikuntha either. And when Ravana saw Rama, he also didn't become absorbed in him and chant his name constantly or whatever like that, even in Aparana. But when he became Shishupala, when he constantly thought of Krishna and chanted his name, that caused him to become purified. And so therefore, the name of Krishna, of course Krishna himself, is most attractive, and his name is most attractive, and therefore there's much more potency there manifested than in the other forms and the other names. So that is why we can say that the name of Krishna is 3,000 times the name of Narayana, or 3 times the amount of Rama even. So there is special power in Krishna's name, even for the aparadis. So here, of course, we have the name of Narayana, and we see the miraculous effect of that. So therefore, we can expect much more from the name of Krishna. If someone names their son Krishna, or whatever, an accident, the chant, or whatever, then they can get very, very great effect from that also. The effects may not be visible immediately. The effects may not appear in this lifetime even. But the effects are there. And they may manifest some other time, or whatever. So, in the case of Ajamil also, it didn't look like he had changed, simply because he named his son Narayan and chanted his name.
No.
But he actually was different. But it didn't look like it. He continued to look like he was a criminal until he died. He looked like he was still attached to his family, etc., and to his simple activities. But actually, he was actually completely different. So, that was the effect of this accidental chanting. So, if we chant the name with faith, with intention, with devotion, etc., and we chant the name of Krishna, and then we should expect much more effect, much, much greater effect.
So, you said, if one is not, it's difficult to heal this method 100%, okay, but, you know, if one is not 100%, pure, or if one is not 100% free from this material desire, So one cannot go back to God.
Yeah.
So how would it be possible for a devotee to go back to God?
He has to get the love of prema.
Yeah. How would it be possible? Because well, it's difficult.
Yeah. So by more and more attraction to Krishna. If one becomes completely attracted to Krishna 100%, then there's no attraction for Maya. That is the position of prema. Until then, there's always some possibility of falling. So Bharat also fell because he was in bhava stage.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit of contamination and that produces attraction for the deer. Okay? So even in that stage, there was some problem. But we see also the Lord takes care of those devotees and makes arrangements for them. So he got his perfection eventually anyway, even if he fell from his position. So the Lord says, I protect my devotees. So he makes arrangements for devotees, even if they can't perfect themselves in one lifetime. But generally it takes some lifetimes. In the case of Bharat, it took 3 lifetimes from Bhava to Prema.
Sometimes, suppose if one is uh, 90% pure now, okay, so he will not be able to go back to Godhead.
No.
He may take birth some other planets where that, you know, he can get 10% purity.
More. Yeah. Well, usually the devatas say they want to take birth in Bharat. It's better here.
Yeah.
Rather than go to some other planet. Because the opportunities here are more.